Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is what I want to talk about in our wisdom moment, about from Proverbs 23. And Proverbs 23, 4 through 5. We always have a wisdom moment where we're sharing the wisdom of God's word. And in that, we want God's wisdom to come over us, because you can have all the knowledge in the world, but you can't, you can be absent of wisdom. And wisdom's the proper application of knowledge. And, you know, man, I need some wisdom. And I know that when you look around, you're thinking wisdom's crying in the streets. It's shouting to the streets. And in that, who's responding to wisdom's voice? You know, who's responding to wisdom's voice? And we want to respond to it. We want to respond to wisdom's voice. We want to be able to say, God, we want your wisdom. And we do that every day. It's the 23rd of the month, so we're looking at Proverbs 23. There's 31 chapters in Proverbs, so we just look at the corresponding chapter of Proverbs for that day. And whatever verses the Lord just kind of lays on our heart, we just share. And today's Proverbs 23, verse 4 and 5. 23 verse 4 and 5. It reads, "Do not wear yourself out to get rich." I mean, think about that.
Right.
Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Have the wisdom to show restraint. Mm-hmm. Cast but a glance at riches, and they are gone. For they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle.
Right.
I mean, how many people are trusting in riches now? I mean, the answer for everything, it seems, in America is more money, including the church is saying, if we just had more money, right. If we just had more money. And but Jesus said, you can't serve both God and money.
That's right.
You'll either hate the one and despise the other, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to choose who your God's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And if you spend more time running after riches than running after God, then riches have become your God.
That's right.
And wisdom says this. Wisdom says, do not wear yourself out. Do not wear yourself out to get rich. I have seen so many people. And it's like, how much more do you need?
Right.
You know, how much is do you, you know? Yeah. You know, I can see somebody working hard as a gift that God's given them to be able to, you know, transfer wealth into the kingdom of God. I mean, multi-millions, I could see that.
Right.
But if all you're doing is stacking it up and hoarding it, that's your wealth is testifying against you, James says, and it will be used against you in the day of judgment. And so, you know, Proverbs 23:4 is letting us know, he says, you know, don't wear yourself out to get rich. You know, have wisdom to show restraint. In other words, you know, there'll be food tomorrow. You know, what do you need for today?
That's right.
You know, what do you need for today? When I think about it, I think about, you know, Matthew chapter 6, where Jesus is talking about that. Jesus is talking about this in the Sermon on the Mount. Y'all remember that?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And he's telling us, you know, we shouldn't worry about these things. You know, he says this, he says it in Matthew 6:25, Jesus says, he says, don't worry about your life, what you'll eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Mm. Are you not more important than they?
Wow.
This is Jesus talking to you.
Yeah.
Who are you by worrying? Who of you, think about it, who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life?
Right.
Worrying actually takes away life.
Sure does.
Yeah.
And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the fields grow? This is God speaking through his son, Jesus Christ, who said nothing and did nothing unless God, the creator, his father, said it. So he's repeating to us what the God who's holding everything together, he's actually telling us how it all works. And he says, and why do you worry about clothes? See the lily of the fields and how they grow? They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today, John, and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little
faith?
Oh, my goodness. Faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. If I'm running after riches, I'm not running after God because I'm trusting in riches. My faith is in more money, not in more God.
That's right.
So the key to how I actually have peace in my life and how I have confidence in my life is to have faith in God.
Right.
I'm sure and certain that if he takes care of the birds and feeds them who does nothing, if he takes care and dresses up the beauty of the flowers in the field, you know, who are here today and gone tomorrow, he's going to take care of me.
That's right.
He says, so don't worry. This is what she said. Don't worry, saying, what shall I eat or what shall I drink or what shall I wear? He says, for the pagans. And you're, I mean, if you don't have to look as far anymore for this. For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Think about it. That's the key. Seeking God. You know, if you seek me with all of your heart, he says, you'll find me. You'll find me. He says, but seek first the kingdom of God, not clothes, money, stuff, and things. He says, seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. What? Clothes, food, shelter, you know, provision, all that thing that God's going to take care of you. So many people are running after that first, and then they say, I'm going to get with God, and it just doesn't work out. They're like, their money is in a bowl with holes in it, you know? Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. So it's okay to just live in the moment, not ignorantly, not without wisdom, not without preparation, not without abiding with God, not about taking care of your responsibilities, but in regards to running after more when you really don't need more because you have enough for today. The wisdom moment for today is Proverbs 23, 4, and 5. Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Have wisdom to show restraint. Cast but a glance at riches and they are gone, for they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.